This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, Rabbosai. Welcome, everybody. We continue in the Daf HaShavua. We're learning Misach Divamos Daf Lamed Gimel Amod Beis. We did Lamed Gimel Amod Aleph Motzai Shabbos. So this week is sandwiched in between all the Daf HaShavuas. So you can make a number of you are also doing Daf Yomi. You can make a Yevamos Psachim sandwich. Yevamos will be the outside. But let's get the Cheshvan over here. The Gemara said on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph that if somebody lives with their brother's wife, who's also their wife's sister, Eishes Ach and Achos Isha, then you're Chayiv 2. That is the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Shimon says you're only Chayiv 1. Okay, that was a machlokes on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph between Rabbi Yossi, who said Chayiv 2, and Rabbi Shimon, who says Chayiv Achas. On Lamed Beis Amud Beis, the Gemara brought three cases that potentially you could be violating two Isurim, and there's a machloikes Bar Rab Chia and Bar Kapara, what Rabbi said. Case number one was Zor Sha'avad B'Shabbos, a non-Kayin who does Avoid on Shabbos. Case number two is Bal Mum, who is Tameh. And case number three is Zor Sha'achal Malika. And Rab Chia jumped up and he said, you're Chayiv Shtayim. And Bar Kapara swore and he jumped up and he said, no, you're only Chayiv Achas. That was the Machloikis, Rab Chia and Bar Kapara. So there's a discussion on Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. What exactly is this? Rab Chia and Bar Kapara both heard from Rebbe something. Both of their versions have to have some basis in reality. Although obviously Rab Chia feels he's right and Bar Kapara is wrong and Bar Kapara feels he's right and Rab Chia is wrong, but it has to be, each one will say about the other, that they misunderstood what Rebbe said, but it can't be that any one of them would say about their colleague that their colleague is lying. So the Gemara tried to say that the situation where Rab Chia and Bar Kapara are discussing is in Reb Shimon. That they're arguing what Reb Shimon holds. Reb Shimon says, Chayiv Achas. The Shaila is, what did Rebbe say about Reb Shimon? The machloikis is whether Reb Shimon holds that you're chayiv for two things if they happened bevas achas, or Reb Shimon would say you're only chayiv one iser if the iser happened bevas achas. That is the machloikis between Bar Kapara and Reb Shimon. So the Gemara says kamiflugi beiser bevas achas. First, the Gemara said aliba de Rabbi Yossi. They argue. But then the Gemara ultimately said, first they wanted to say, "Ela kamiflagi beisr basachas aliba de Rabbi Yossi." Rabbi Chia holds that Rabbi Yossi holds beisr basachas you're chayiv two, and Bar Kapara holds you're only chayiv one, and the Gemara ultimately said no. They're arguing, what does Reb Shimon hold the Vasachas? This is about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, 10 lines from the bottom on Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph. In other words, everybody holds that in Reb Yossi's Shita, you could be Chayiv Shtayim if the two Yisurim are happening the Vasachas. The Machloikis says, what would Reb Shimon hold if it happens the Vasachas? Reb Chia swears that Rebbe said you would be Chayiv too. Bar Kapara swears that Rebbe says that in Reb Shimon you'd only be Chayiv one. So the Gemara has the following question. The question is, Bishlam, according to Bar Kapara, when Rebbe taught him that you're only Chayiv One, he said it according to Reb Shimon. And when he said, you're chayiv two, he said it, when he said to Reb Chiya, you're chayiv two, he said it according to Reb Yossi. And Reb Chiya mistakenly thought he was talking in Reb Shimon. But according to Reb Chiya, that Rebbe told Reb Chiya, you're chayiv two, that had to have been in the Shita of Reb Shimon. Look at Rashi, Elo Reb Chiya, who says, according to Reb Shimon, Rebbe taught, two, then what exactly is Bar Kapara saying that no, Rebbe only taught one? He certainly didn't teach it in Reb Yossi, he taught it in Reb Shimon. That means Reb Chiya would have to say that Bar Kapara was lying, because everybody agrees that Rebbe taught two things, Yechayiv 2 and Yechayiv 1. So the statement that Yechayiv 2, that Reb Chiya would say, Rebbe taught in Reb Shimon. But Reb Chiya would have to deny that Rebbe ever said to anybody that you're only Chayiv 1. So the Gemara says as follows, Amar lecha Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya will say to you, this is what happened. Ki asne Rebbe l'didei tarti liftur asne. He says like this, certainly, Bar Kapara is not lying, but Bar Kapara is misunderstanding what Rebbe said. Rebbe for sure taught you're only chayiv one. But he only said it in the first two cases, namely Zar Sha'avad B'Shabbos and Balmum Tameh, that in those cases, those are cases of Isser Koilel, but they don't have to be Isser B'Vas Achas. So in those cases, Rebbe, in fact, Reb Chiya's Moide taught you're only Chayiv one. Because those cases could be in Isser Koilel, could be in Isser B'Vas Achas, like the Gemara said on the top of the page. So he says like this, Reb Chiya would say, when Rebbe taught Bar Kapara Ptur, Ki Asni Rebbe L'Didei, when Rebbe taught his Halacha, that to Bar Kapara, that you're only Chayiv one, Tarti L'Ptur Asni. He was only talking about the first two cases, the Isser Koilel Asni. And he was saying that in a situation of Isser Koilel, you're only Chayiv one. Va'aliba de Reb Shimon, and he was saying it in Reb Shimon. Now Bar Kapara was not being precise, and Bar Kapara thought that when his Rebbe taught that you're only Chayiv one, he figured that's in case one, Zar Sha'avad B'Shabbos, and in case two, Balmum Tameh, and in case three, Zar Sha'achal Malika, which in that case has to be B'Vas Achas. There's no other way to violate the Isser of Zaros and the Isser of Nevela, but simultaneously. So Bar Kapara mistakenly thought that if in the first two cases Rebbe says you're only Chayiv one, now then you would be Chayiv one in the third case. Little did he know that in the third case, Rebbe would not have said you're Chayiv one, Rebbe would have said that you're Chayiv two because of the Vas Achas. The Chazil of Bar Kapara, Bar Kapara extrapolated Lizar Sha'acha Malika to the third case. Va'aydi didamule, and because he thought it was similar, Arva Bahadayu, he mixed it up. Va'ayinba, and then he analyzed it, V'loy Ashkach, and he could not find the situation, Ela Bebasachas, only at one time. Meaning in the third case, Zar Sha'acha Malika, the only way these two Yisurim come is simultaneously. B'savar midaha b'vas achas. So now, Bar Kapara made the following mistake. He felt that if in case three, Rebbe would hold your chayiv one, even though it's b'vas achas, hanami b'vas achas. The first two cases, he would hold your chayiv one, even it's vasachas, umidahanach liftor, anach nami liftor. And since in case one and two, Rebbe says you're only chayiv one. In case three, you're also only chayiv one. And Bar Kapara's mistake was, no, it's not true. Rebbe only said in case one and two, where it's an Isser Koila, where the second Isser comes after, but the second Isser has other ramifications that the first Isser doesn't have. And that's why Rebbe would say you're only chayiv one. But in case three, where the two Isurim are happening simultaneously, then Rebbe would have said you're chayiv two. But Bar Kapara made a mistake, and he mistakenly misunderstood that Reb Shimon would not say you're chayiv two if they happen b'vas achas. But in fact, Reb Shimon, according to Reb Chia said, of course, anytime two Yisurim are happening simultaneously, you would be chayiv two, even in Reb Shimon. Now, the Gemara is going to challenge Bar Kapara. Bar Kapara is of the opinion that Reb Shimon would say that when two Yisurim are chal together, you're only chayiv one. Now, everybody agrees, Tosfos says, that when the two Yisurim are chal together, Reb Yoisi would say you're chayiv two. They're arguing in Reb Shimon. Bar Kapara says Reb Shimon would say you're chayiv one, and Reb Chia would say no. By Bas Achas, Reb Shimon would say you're chayiv two. Frek the Gemara, Meisrei, Zor Shishimish B'Shabbos. This is case one. A non-Kayan that serves on Shabbos. Ubal mum shishimish betima, and a bal mum that services betima. Yesh kan mishum zaras. There is an isser of zaras umishum Shabbos, and because of Shabbos umishum bal mum umishum tuma. In other words, you're chayiv too. Divrei Rav Yosi, Rav Shimon Omer ina chayiv el mishum zaras ubal mum bovan. Reb Shimon says, no, you're only chayiv one. And which case is conspicuously absent from this whole discussion? Case three, Zar Sha'acha Malika, Vilu Malika, Shaira, Malika has been left out. Leman Shaira, why was it left out? Was it left out in Reb Shimon? Avada not, if Reb Shimon holds that even Isser Koilel you're chayiv two, namely in the first two cases, for sure you would hold. In the third case, you'd be chayiv two. Ilema le Reb Yosi, if the reason it left it out is for Reb Yosi, the Reb Yosi maybe would say you're not chayiv two in the case of Zar Sha'acha Malika. Hashta Reb Yosi be'Isser Koilel mechayiv shtayim. If in case 1 and case 2, which are examples of Isser Koilel, by the way, why are they examples of Isser Koilel? The Gemara said on Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph, we learned it almost a week ago, Zar is Meikara Shari B'Malacha, is Aser B'Avoida, Shabbos comes, he's Aser B'Malacha, so maybe he's Mitzer Nami B'Avoida. So Zar, when Shabbos comes, the Isser Malacha will add Isser Avoida. Balmum, in the beginning, could have eaten, can't do the Avoida. He becomes Tameh, so now he can't eat. There's an additional Isser on the Avoida. But Malika, you can only have a situation of Bas Achas, but you don't have Isser Koila. So it can't be, it had been taught for Rabbi Yosi. Elamai, it was in Reb Shimon, that only that Bar Kapara holds, that Reb Shimon only says you're chayiv one in the case of Zar Sha'avad B'Shabbos or Bal Mum Tameh, but Zar Sha'acha Malika, you'd be chayiv two. Ela lav Reb Shimon, it must have been taught for Reb Shimon, v'Isser Koilel u'da pater. He only paters by Isser Koilel, aval b'Isser b'vas achas, but the Isser of simultaneously, Mechayiv, Reb Shimon would say, you're Chayiv. What do you mean? But Bar Kapara holds that Reb Shimon would not hold your Chayiv too when they're Bevas Achas. In other words, we have a Braisa. In the Braisa, Reb Shimon only talks about case 1 and case 2. Why doesn't Reb Shimon talk about case 3? Apparently, Reb Shimon would not be Moida in case 3. He would, in other words, apparently Reb Shimon, would be Moida in case 3, that you're Chayiv two. And that's a tiyufta to Bar Kapara, because Bar Kapara holds that Reb Shimon would say, even b'vas achas, you only chayiv one. That's the whole machlokes between Bar Kapara and Reb Chia. is Reb Shimon going to be moideh bevas achas? And here, even though Bar Kapara said that Reb Shimon is not moideh bevas achas, here, clearly, Reb Shimon did not want to discuss a case of Zar Sha'acha Malika because he holds Reb Shimon is moideh bevas achas. Says the Gemara, Tiyufta, the Bar Kapara, Tiyufta. This is an absolute refutation of Bar Kapara. Okay, now we move to something a little bit easier. Zar Shashimesh B'Shabbos. We spoke about a case of a non-kohen who does avoid on Shabbos. So he's desecrating doing the avoid as a Zar, and he's desecrating the Shabbos. B'mai, what? How is he desecrating the Shabbos? Ibishchita, if he's desecrating the Shabbos by shachting, shchita bezar kshera, a zar is allowed to shacht, including on Shabbos. In other words, a zar, there's no iser zaras. Vive kabbala vaylach, elamai, he's receiving the blood and taking the blood. Tiltil ba'amahu. It's only drabanan. It's only muksa. It's only carrying. So if it's only carrying, then bechlal you're only dealing with one iser. Iba haktara, if it's burning the carbon, burning is not a iser kares, and there's no chi of carbon. So we know Rabbi Yossi says that of all the Lama Tes Malachas, the only one that is specifically enunciated by the Torah is Havara, and that is because to teach that Havara was only extracted from the Lama Tes Malachas to teach your Chayv Alav. So there are no two Karbanos over here. We are talking about Shechita. We're talking about the Shechita of the Par of a Kohen Gadol, according to the opinion that the Shechita of the Par of a Kohen Gadol is Pasul Bazar. Okay, Divrei Oimer, Shechita is Par Shal Kohen Gadol, Bazar Psula. So here you have Isser Zaros, because it's the Par of a Kohen Gadol, and you have Isser Shabbos, because it's a Malacha, it's an outright Malacha. Says the Gemara, why do you have to talk about a zar? Even a regular kohen cannot shech the par of a kohen gadol. Yihachi ma'ir yazar. Why speak specifically about a zar? Afilu kohen ed yornami. Even a regular kohen also. Says the Gemara, shazar etzloi ka'amar enachinami. It does. We don't have to be talking about stam a zar. We're talking about anyone who's a zar to that particular carbon, even a kohen ed yornami. Maskefla Ravashi. Midi chatois katani? Ravashi said, why were you bothered that what's the malacha over here? Does it say anywhere that we're dealing with two chatois? Or two lavin? Ela bisura ba'alma kachashav. We're talking about regular Isurim. And for that purpose, we could be talking about the guy did Hoylacha or Kabbalah. And we're talking about two Isurim. Isur number one is the Isur of Zaros. I Shabbos. Look at the Tosfos Yeshanim, four lines on the bottom. Tosfos Yeshanim says, really, we're talking about Kabbalah and Hoylacha. It's carrying. Okay, so it's carrying. You're violating two isurim. You're violating the isur d'oraisa of Zoros, and you're violating the isur d'rabbanon of carrying muksa. But then the Tosfos Yeshanim doesn't like that. He says, would not seem to be correct that this is not an isur, because it's only a d'rabbanon. You can't say you're chayiv to a d'oraisa and a d'rabbanon relative to the d'oraisa. It would not be congruous to mention the Derabbanan in the same breath, so to speak. And therefore the Tosfos Yeshanim says, really it's Rabbi Yossi, and it's Havara. I Havara Lelav Yatzis. Okay, Lelav Yatzis. So what if you don't bring a carbon? You're over to Isurim. And Lamay Nafka Mina, that you're over to Isurim, to bury you with the fully wicked who violated more than one Isser. Okay. Says the Mishnah, Shnayim shekidshu shtei nashim. You have two men, they did kiddushin to two women. They both gave two women a ring. Uvishas knisasan l'chuppah echlifu eshel zeh l'zeh v'eshel zeh l'zeh. And before they went into the chuppah, they changed their wives. So Reuven and Shimon married Rachel and Leah. And Reuven, instead of living with Rachel, he lived with Leah. And Leah, meanwhile, did kiddushin to Shimon. And Shimon lived with Rachel, and Rachel did kiddushin to Reuven. So the halacha is, Ahare elu chayavim mishumei shesish. Each one violated living with a married woman because they lived with the eshes ish of somebody else. Now, if these two people were brothers, not only did they live with married women, they lived with their brother's wife. Mishum eshes ach, they are also violating eshes ach. And if they were sisters, you're also living not only with a married woman, not only with your brother's wife. And if the two women were nidais, you're chay for nida. Now, how many karbanis have to be brought? Four by Reuven, four by Shimon, four by Rachel, and four by Leah, a total of 16 karbanis. Now, Reuven was supposed to marry Rachel, he lived with Leah. And Rachel lived with Shimon. Can they then go back and take their old wives? They have to separate from the wives for 3 months because maybe their real wife is pregnant. And if you live with them after 2 months, you're not going to know who the father is. Is it a 7-month baby from the husband or a 9-month baby from the wrong woman? Now, what if you know they're not pregnant because they were minors? Then you give back the women immediately to their husbands. If they were married to a kohen, then they become disqualified from eating truma. Says the Gemara, Hechlifu. The two men changed wives? Why talk about such a crazy case that the two men changed their wives? Are we talking about Rishayim over here? That they changed their wives? Midi Bershia Askinan. Are we talking about Rishayim? Why talk about a case where they changed their wives? Vesu, furthermore, Hadit Tani Reb Chia, that which Reb Chia taught, Harei Kan Sheishas Rechatois, Reb Chia taught in the Mishnah, there are 16 Karbanos Chatos, if they are Eishas Ish, Eishas Ach, Achos Isha, and Nida, that's 4 Karbanos for Reuven, 4 for Shimon, 4 for Rachel, and 4 for Leah. A question, Ibn Mazid, if they intentionally swapped wives, me eco carbon, there's no carbon, this is Mazid, this is not Shoyig. So how do you have 16 Karbanos if they intentionally switched their wives? And Reuven intentionally lived with Leah, and Shimon intentionally lived with Rachel. So there are no Karbanos, they're Mazid. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Tani Huchlifu, not the Hechlifu that they intentionally changed their wives, but their wives got switched. Hachinami Mistara. This is also logical that they did not intentionally change their wives, but their wives got switched. Diktani Seifa, that if the women were Kitanois, that they're not roy to give birth, they take them back. I don't understand they take them back. But if they lived with another woman, Bemezid, so each woman is a Soita. Vi Bemezid Mi Sharia. If the man lived with her, Bemezid, they're not permitted to their husband. So they could have said, okay, he lived with her, Bemezid, but she didn't live with him, Bemezid. So the Gemara doesn't give that answer. The Gemara says, again, we're trying to say that it's mistaber that the women got switched and they didn't do it intentionally. Because if they did it intentionally, what does it have to do with the fact that they're not pregnant? They're soitas. Says Gemara Halei Kasha. They're not a soita. Because even though they did it intentionally, when a katana is seduced, even though she's doing it consensually, that's called pitoy, pitoy katana oinesu. Pitoy katana oines nanu. Va'oines v'yisoh mishroshari. And she would be mutter to her husband. Meaning, it is important to say that they were katanois. Because if they're not katanois, then it is important to say that they were not katanois. Because if they were katanois, they would be mutter to their husband. Ah, it was mazed. So what? Pitoy katana oines. There's no real mazed by a katana. Katana is always being persuaded and seduced. Says the Gemara, no, I'm going to prove to you that they did not change their wives intentionally, but it happened unintentionally. Ela diktani mafrishinois and shloisha chadashim. We say we have to separate these women from their husbands 3 months. Shemu mubarasein. But that's mashma. If they were not pregnant, they would be mutter. The ibamezid mishari. Right, we're talking about a gedolah over here. And we're saying we separate from them 3 months, maybe they're pregnant. But if they're not pregnant, they could go back to their husbands. So if we're talking b'mezid, they can't go back to their husbands. They're a soita. They're mezaneh while they're married. Elalav shema minah, hachlefu. It must be they did not intentionally change their wives, but their wives got mixed up. You know, in these halls, where they have one wedding after another, it happens, you know, two chasanim, two kalas, one gives kesef to one gives kesef to another, and they didn't take a good look beforehand, and they come out to the yichurim announcing chasan and kala. You know, you never know what could happen. So the Gemara says that it must be that they got unintentionally mixed up. If you bear with me a few more minutes, I just want to speak out one thing on the sugya on Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, and then we'll be good. Give me 1 second. I'm just going to pull up the Marama Kaimers.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.